937.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful day. And hopefully where you are, the weather's the same. We're going to be in the high 80s, low 90s today. A great day to enjoy the end of summer. Believe it or not, it's getting real close now. Not officially, but, you know, with the kids going back to school, it's a sign that the summer season is coming to an end. A lot to do in the yard still. And if we can help you to have a better yard and a better fall season, then give us a call. That's what it's all about. We're here to help you to keep your yard healthy and happy and productive. A lot of time yet to enjoy flowers. A lot of time yet to pick vegetables. And we're getting to the time of the year where we can do a lot of repair as we get into September. You want to start thinking about, well, we got all these dead patches in the grass, and that's going to be the time where we can work on it and get the grass repaired, reseeded. And, you know, for those of us that have been putting off doing some landscaping because of the weather, that season is going to come with cooler nights, less heat, and the ground is going to be nice and warm. So putting in new plants at this time of the year, you really can't ask for it. Fall is really a great time for planting trees and shrubs. And of course, once we get into the Labor Day season, the arrival from Holland of the bulbs, the tulips, the daffodils, the crocuses, the hyacinths, and all of the local grown plants. Your plants like your fall blooming mums, your fall blooming asters, your Montauk daisy, and then the flowering cabbage, the flowering kale, and then my favorite family for the fall is the sedum. And there are some wonderful, wonderful varieties of sedum. And sedum are plants that if you have an area in your yard where it's hot, your soil is sandy, and you just can't seem to water enough to really have a good garden there, but you want something in that area, look at the sedums. There are some beautiful varieties, and I have a corner that's just like that, hot, dry, sunny, and I planted the tall growing sedum called Indian Chief, and it's a lighter green color, more on the lime color than, you know, the deep Kelly green, like most of your plants. So it's a paler foliage. The plant grows up to be in the neighborhood of about 18 to 24 inches. The leaves are thick. It almost reminds you of a jade plant, not as thick as a jade leaf, but thick like that. And so it's able to retain a lot of moisture. And it doesn't need a lot of moisture, but there are a lot of new hybrids of the sedum family. And I have two places where I've put some of these hybrids. And the traditional pale pink flower with the lime green colored foliage is great, but they now have a purple leaf variety, and it has a purple red bloom on it. Unbelievable, the contrast in your garden. And to go along with that, there are variegated foliage varieties, one with white and green foliage with a pink flower, and another one with yellow and green foliage with a pink flower. And I have these four growing together in three places in my garden. And right now, they're striking. That with all that foliage contrast. And what's nice is the foliage looks like that all year. So here's a plant that's lime green, one that's purple red, one that's yellow and green, and one that's green and white. All year long. From spring until the fall, and now they're blooming. So when you go to the garden centers and you're looking for something a little bit different, if you spend a couple of extra dollars, I mean, fall blooming mums are wonderful. But they're basically for a splash of color for 6 to 8 weeks. And then for the most part, today's chrysanthemums don't come back the following year. They're a great annual for fall color. Spend a little bit extra money, buy these variegated sedums or multicolored sedums, and they come back year after year after year, and the plant gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you've got colored foliage from spring to the fall, and then flowers in the fall. So just something unique, something different that you can look for. The Montauk Daisy is the last blooming perennial in your garden. When everything is done blooming, the frost has come. It has destroyed what's left in the garden, putting it to sleep for the winter. Your Montauk Daisy comes into bloom. Beautiful. 2 to 3 inch daisy flowers in late September and in October. So that's something a little bit different for you that extends the blooming period in your yard. And then the cabbage and the kale. You can't beat that. Cabbage and kale, smooth leaf or crinkled leaf. And when you look at it this time of the year, it, you know, looks like cabbage. But when the cold intensifies, that green leaf cabbage, the center of it begins to change from green to white. And some varieties will turn pink in the middle. And some varieties will turn purple in the middle. And what's nice about the cabbage and the kale, depending on where you live, even if you lived in central Maine, you will have cabbage and kale in bloom in your garden until it's covered by snow. And many years, if you have some early snow, it covers, the snow melts, and it's still there, and it is still beautiful. So it's not impossible for you to have beautiful cabbage and kale in bloom in a container until Christmas. And that foliage is beautiful. Now, when you get sick and tired of looking at the cabbage and kale, cut it. Use it as a centerpiece or bring it in the house and cook it. Put it in a salad. So here is a multi-faceted plant that does an awful lot for you. And if you have containers on your porch now that are looking a little bit tired, maybe you didn't water them enough and they're looking a little sad, and you want something different, think about buying some cabbage and kale and putting it in your containers on your front stoop. And again, it will last and last and last. The foliage is very unique and the colors are really incredible. So go to your local nursery, see what they've got. It's that time of the year. And start to plan an area for bulbs, tulips, daffodils, crocuses. And in the weeks to come, we're going to tell you about some of these bulbs, which ones would be best for you, and how to take care of them, how to plant them. So, you know, put that in the back of your mind. We have a lot to do. We're not giving up on the garden yet because there's a lot of time. And if we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You talk with Don, he'll get you set up, and we'll work together to have a great gardening season. And if you're looking for more information on gardening, sign up for my newsletter. It's free. You'll get information every single Thursday that talks about what's happening at this time of the year. And we also tell you about the plants that you can put in your garden that will give you some hints. Say, oh, I don't know what to put there. Well, that's what we do. We try and give you ideas, tell you how the plants grow, how tall, how wide, what the foliage looks like, what the flowers look like, what some of the uses could be, where they're best planted. And that's all available. It's free. So just go to Paul Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mother and father. And at the top of the page, you're going to see newsletter. Just click on the newsletter, sign up for it, and every Thursday it's there for you, and you'll get a lot of information. Okay? Again, call right now, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
Problem with weeds? You kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's everything in Minnesota today?
Well, it's finally cooling off, and I'm looking forward to the fall times, so everything is gravy here.
It's coming. The kids are going back to school, so I know that when I hear school buses and see them, I know that finally we're going to be able to put on our jeans and get back in the yard and do some major work without dying with the heat.
Absolutely. I wait with bated breath for that time.
Who do we have up first this morning, Dawn?
Up first, we have Milton from South Carolina, who has – actually, no, we have Gene from Maine, who has a question about bog gardening.
Okay. Gene, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question, Paul, is related to bog gardening. I have an old New Englander house that has multiple renovations, but it still has on one part of the house the old septic system that has an overflow pit, basically.
Right.
And in the 10 years we've had the house, we've had the septic pumped, and then one time the guys didn't know where to have that pumped, and they started digging in the side of the overflow pit and exposed the rocky area, and water. The water actually, you know, was available to seep then up to the top. So I have this kind of slimy, boggy area, and I want to make lemonade out of lemons, and I'm wondering, can I top that with 12 inches of good soil and plant, moisture, bog-loving plants in that, like Louisiana iris, or should I just leave it alone and plant things like the iris around it?
Well, good morning. Sorry about that, folks. We have gremlins in the phone lines this morning, and our signal dropped going to a local radio station, and we apologize about that. It's not them. It's gremlins in the phone lines in Kennebunk, Maine today. We were talking with Gene about some of the bog, possibly doing a bog garden, and I would do that, Gene, really. I would get some pressure-treated timbers, or some of the lumber yards sell yellow wood. And yellow wood is a type of a pine that has a lot of pitch in it. And because of the density of the pitch, the wood doesn't rot as quickly as a traditional piece of lumber. But I would do something like that. And that will make it easier for you to maintain and to mow and to weed around. It's nice to use stone to make it look natural. But when you make your stone, because they're different shapes and different sizes, the weeds tend to get in there unless you use something like a preformed concrete block that would make it look really, really pretty. And that way it would be nice and even, easy for you to maintain. But I would do a bog garden. And there's a lot of plants that you can go down to your local garden center that will take wet soils. And iris, for example, not your German iris, but your Japanese iris. Tall, skinny foliage, grows about 2 feet tall with these marvelous blooms, about 2 feet tall. And being that you're upraised like that, you can plant just about anything depending on the sun. And that will be a major thing. Think of the sun more than the moisture, because you're going to have a raised bed 12 inches off the ground. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The new EcoSmart Home Pest Control is organic and non-toxic, plant-based formula containing essential oils. Essential oils are nature's pesticide, safe to use around kids and pets. It will kill and repel over 100 home-invading pests. Its fast-acting formula will kill on contact. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use in the kitchen, around food preparation areas, and storage. Will not harm your environment. Look for the green and white package with a red safety seal. It's not just smart, it's eco.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have been talking with Gene earlier, and the phone lines went a little bit crazy for us here this morning, and I do apologize for that. But, Gene, if you make a raised bed that's going to be 12 inches high and fill it with loam, you're going to be able to plant anything in there, not just bog plants, because you're raising the grade of your soil by a foot, and you're adding beautiful loam, Gene, you can plant anything that you want. So if you want to make a garden of all daisies, you can do that. And the other thing that you can do, because it's a raised bed, you can plant bulbs. So your tulips, your daffodils, your crocuses, your hyacinths, and bulbs, your spring flowering bulbs, will do very well because they're a foot above the ground. They're going to be out of the moisture and out of the dampness. See, in a bog area, you could not plant daffodils and tulips and crocuses because the bulb will not withstand that much water and it would rot in the ground. So by raising it, you can do anything. I mean, you can put bog plants, yes, because the roots will eventually get down into the water. But you don't have to worry about the main crown of the plant being in a water situation. The one thing that you should be aware of, if you're going to be planting in a raised bed like that, you're going to have a chance, and a pretty good chance, of having moles or voles living in that raised bed because of the wall. Rodents like that love that situation. And take it from me, because I had a real problem in my vegetable garden. Two of my beds in my vegetable garden are raised with 4x4 timbers. And in the spring, I had a rough time with moles in there. And the moles were eating my seedlings that I had started, peas and beans. They ate the seeds and took the plant with it. And then 2 years ago, I didn't know we had a problem until the fall when I went to pull my carrots out, and the moles and the voles, they ate the carrots and left me an inch and a half of carrot and all the leaves, and everything below an inch and a half was gone. So, you know, there's some things that you have to look at. If you want to do a bog-type bed and you want to keep it wet, then only raise it with maybe 4 to 6 inches. And that way you can do plants that will grow in a really wet soil. Okay, Dawn, who's next?
All right, up next we have Stanley from Cape Cod, who has a question about lawn overseeding.
Stanley, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Stanley.
I have a couple of problems with the lawn. One where there's been a number of small holes decimating the part of the grass. It looked, I don't know whether it's skunks that might be doing it and looking for grubs or what.
How big are the holes, Stanley?
They're maybe a quarter size. And they're
a quarter size?
Yeah, not too deep. Deep enough.
Yeah, but it's not a hole that leads to a tunnel going underground. It's just a digging type hole.
That's right.
Okay. Well, if it's a hole about a quarter to a golf ball size, and it goes in the ground about an inch, maybe two, then that is some type of either a skunk or a raccoon coming into your yard, and they're looking for grubs in the ground. And traditionally, it will happen in a sunny yard. Your raccoons and skunks don't dig in the shade because the Japanese beetle are not applied, are not laid into a shady area. When the Japanese beetle lays the eggs in the ground, it's always in the sun, and it's normally in an area of your lawn where there's no weeds, because when the egg hatches and the Japanese beetle grub begins to form, it feeds on grass plants only. They don't feed, unfortunately for us, on dandelions and chickweed and clover and plantain and that type of thing. They only want the grass. So if it's happening in a good part of your lawn in full sun and you're seeing holes and they're getting more numerous, then that's a sign that you probably have some grubs in there and these animals are looking for a meal. And what I would suggest that you do is you can try right now, because sometimes you can just discourage them. Get some mothballs. So just buy a box of either mothballs or mothball flakes and shake them. Don't dump them. Shake it lightly over the area and overlap the area. And when the animals come back into that location, the smell of the mothballs will drive them away from it. And sometimes that's enough to solve the problem. If they continue to dig, then you're going to need to use a product to kill the grubs, which may not be something that you could do now. And there are different products on the market. And you have to say to yourself, you know, it's the end of August, I need something that's going to work really good and it's going to work fast. The traditional products are designed to kill grubs over the entire season. And because we're getting to the end of that season, there's a product called Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X. And this will kill your Japanese beetle grubs. And it works differently. The traditional grub killer by Scotts and by Bonide and all of the companies and releases slowly for a 3 to 6 month period. Dialox, you put it down with a spreader. You put your sprinkler on to water it in, and within a week, all of the power of the chemical in that bag has been released in the ground and kills everything that's there. And that's the use of this product. It's to be used at the end of the season, knowing that you have a problem, and most of the nurseries will have it. And it's made by several companies. So you just ask for a Japanese beetle grub killer, and the active ingredients are Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X. It kills them quick, and then it's gone, which is a good thing also, because you don't have this product in the ground. But it will kill the young, the larger, and the more mature grubs all in one application. Thank you, Stanley. We appreciate the phone call. But make sure that you water it in. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Milton from Anderson, South Carolina, who has a question about his dogwood.
Milton, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm very well. How's everybody in Milton, in the Carolinas today?
Oh, me and Joanna doing pretty good. We're still out delivering papers right now. We're finally getting some cool weather. It's been extremely hot down here in the south, even 80 degrees when you get up in the morning. But
wow.
The question I have for you, we have a dogwood tree, and the leaves on the tree are turning up like it's lacking water, but that's not the case. We know it's getting plenty of water. I think it's a fungus of some sort. So I was wondering if what I could spray it with. Could I use Immunox, or is there something better? And also to let you know, the leaves on the tree have some brown spots on them too. So we've
okay.
had some leaves dying out.
How old is the dogwood, Milton?
We bought the house in 83, so the tree was still there, when we bought the house.
Okay, so it's a well-matured plant at this point. What I would think the problem is, I mean, you have had a lot of heat, and dogwoods are trees that really prefer to be in a shade situation where they're going to spend part of the day in the shade. And a lot of people will put them in a full sun growing condition. So when you get a summer like we've had and you have had, and I know that the climate in the Carolinas has been very different. Bayer Lawn and Garden is in Raleigh, and I've been talking with Ken Kukurowski, and he's been telling me about the amount of heat that you've had there. So what I think has probably happened is that the tree has been in a stress situation all summer long, giving you this upward curl. My dogwoods in my yard, I have two different Coosa varieties of dogwood, and my leaves are curled up the same as you. In June, for example, we had no rain. In the first half of July, we had no rain. In August, we really haven't had that much rain either. And we've had warmer weather than we've had in a long, long time. So I think it's basically a stress on your plant, Milton. The little spots on the leaves are a fungus that's caused by humidity. And you've had plenty of humidity in the Carolinas. So what I would suggest that you do is take your sprinkler, turn the hose on so that the sprinkler is probably going to be maybe a third of the actual strength. Put it underneath your dogwood so that it's watering underneath the canopy of foliage of the dogwood, but not hitting the leaves. So if you have one of those, either a fan one that goes up and down, you may only turn it on so that it actually takes the water up about 3 feet. maybe 4 feet, and let it run for a good hour. It's still dry, and I think if you could do that, that would work. Now, the other thing that I've done with my dogwoods, and it's really helped them, if you have a Miracle-Gro feeder, either the liquid or the powdered Miracle-Gro, there's two different feeders. If it's the liquid, put on a bottle and apply the entire bottle of liquid fertilizer underneath the canopy of the tree, and I would do that after you water. If it's the powder, fill the bottle full of Miracle-Gro, turn on the hose, because it's going to come out just like a shower, and turn it on at a volume so it sends out a shower about 3 feet, maybe even 2 feet, so that it can slowly soak into the ground around the tree. And that root system will pick it up. But don't worry about the spots. That's a fungus. The leaf curl is a result of stress. The one thing that you want to make sure in the fall, rake underneath the dogwood and get all those leaves out, because those little black spots have spores that could reinfect the new leaves next spring. Don't put any chemicals, water, and feed it with a liquid, and you're all set. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol. Okay, I think we've got it.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guide Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And today is a nice, quiet morning. If you give us a call right now, we'll get you right through. That's 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's next?
This is Bruce from Maine, who has a question about a tree.
Bruce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. And yourself, Bruce?
Very well this morning. Yeah, I have a mature silver birch tree in my driveway. That was 13 years ago when we built the driveway. It was severely damaged, whacked the bark on it. And I've been just trying to cover it up with flowers or something, but I've noticed now that it's got insects in it because the woodpeckers have been digging into it. So it's a severe wound. Is this tree doomed, or is there anything I can do to remove the dead wood?
Well, I mean, anything that's dead on the tree should be removed. So, and that's on any tree. Whenever you see that there's a branch that has no leaves and you scratch through the bark and there's no green cambium layer, then it's time to remove that, because a dead branch will encourage insects to do its job. And the insect on a dead branch is to get into it and to eat the dead wood and change it back into soil. So the insects are just doing their job. So remove anything that's dead on your plant, and that will eliminate inviting insects into your tree. But if you've got woodpeckers, and the woodpeckers are into your tree, making all kinds of holes in it, then that's a sign that you have an insect inside the tree. And the woodpecker is looking for food. And they know that there's probably a borer in the tree itself. So knowing that, what you should do is to get a product that is systemic, that will go inside the tree, because spraying it is not going to do any good. You need to get the insecticide inside the plant to kill the insect that's inside the tree. So what you want is a product called Tree and Shrub. It's made by Bayer and by Bonide and Fertilome. And what you would do is you measure the circumference of the trunk of the tree, and you apply it accordingly. And this is a time where you really have got to get moving now, because if the leaves begin to change color, that means that there's no more upward movement of liquids moving up to the top of the tree. They're moving down and being stored for the winter in the roots. So you've got the month of September. So as soon as you can, get some Bayer or Bonide tree and shrub. Mix it with water. You pour it around the base of the tree. The roots will absorb it, and they'll move it up, and it will take care of any borer-type insects that are inside the tree. If you don't, you can put all kinds of paints and products on it. It's not going to do any good. It will give you visual look will be nice, but you've got to get what's inside the tree so that the woodpecker stops punching holes. Because every time the woodpecker makes a hole in the tree, it's an entry point for water to get into the tree that will create a rot. And a birch is not that strong to begin with. You know, every time you get a snowstorm, the tree bends over with the weight of the snow. Well, you start punching holes in the trunk of that tree, you're going to have a problem. So get some tree and shrub. Get it on now. Water it in thoroughly, and that will eliminate the bug inside. The woodpeckers will go away, and the tree will last longer. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. 800-259-9231 is the number to call. Give us a call right now. We'll get you set up. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Liz from Cape Cod, who has a question about a jade plant.
Liz, how can we help you this morning? Oh. I guess we're right up to the top of the hour. When we come back, Liz, you'll be our first caller.